The Vow of Ordination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited, University of Philosophy, here in Campo, California, with the instant illumination, the Vow of Ordination. My goodness sakes. We look at the word ordination, and we think it is very spiritual. We think it is something very magnificent, that it's something so unusual that a person is going to be ordained as a minister, or, well, actually a minister always, and a priest is a priest, but a priest is a minister and then a priest. But first, we're a minister. It's just a term that has been built up over the years. And to be a minister means that you minister unto yourself and your world. Now, how do you minister unto yourself and your world? Well, you minister unto yourself and your world with a happy heart. You minister unto yourself and your world with the idea that all is good and very good. And you minister, as you would say, that you put things in order. To minister is to put things in order. The minister of a country is one who keeps the country in order. The minister of a church is one who guides its spiritual and secular activities to keep it in order. The minister of a family. Your mother's going to minister your medicine. Your mother is going to minister administer this program that we're working on. The teachers in school, the administrator in school is a minister. See, these are all minister things. They are putting into practice. So, what is it we put into practice? Oh, we want to say that we are so blessed by God that God has chosen us above all others to minister unto others and to share with them and give them our divinity and give them our magic and give them our wonder. And boy, what big egos we have in the wrong direction. We think we're better than somebody else. We think that because we've been ordained, that we have been chosen by the divinity for doing it. We didn't. We chose it ourselves. We chose to go to school. We chose to train ourselves in the field that we wanted to administer, whether it is the church or whether it is the secular program. We chose that. The divine in us perhaps chose us. I would say the divine in us definitely chose us. But the thing is, it's not something that is some great divinity outside saying, "You are chosen to be my minister." And that's a fun thing to say, but it's not true. So, what are we going to do about this? The vow of ordination is a very gentle and a fun thing, but we make it into something so almost so strange. We make it into something that becomes a game, and it becomes an act, which is good. Ordination should be a game, because it is a game of being yourself and having fun. Now, I had the privilege of attending two ordinations in New York and New Jersey, and they were rather spectacular ordinations. I gave my ordination activity as the minister of the church and as the one who said, "You have passed your courses, you have done your work, and you are now an ordained minister." And I ordained them in that attitude, in that faith, which is something you have to do for the government and for all the people who come and listen. They want to listen to an ordained minister. And so as I gave my gentle confirmation of their ordination, they were each very much pleased by it and very much touched by it. But then the other part of the ceremony got way into the line of hysterics. And the shouting and the screaming and the hollering and the, "Oh God, I'm so glad you've come to visit me and let me do this." And I thought to myself, my goodness sakes, where have I gone wrong? Where have I missed sharing with these people that divinity is something sacred, gentle, loving? It is not something that you flaunt out and that you scream to the heavens and say, "I am now ordained." It is something that you look in your heart and you say, I am peaceful, I am gentle, I am wonderful. Now, I know these students who have been ordained. I have worked with them and talked with them for years now in preparation for their ordination and doing the classwork of the University of Healing. And they are sincere, dedicated, deeply devout people. They believe what they are doing. But the old charisma of the church of yesterday got a hold of them, and they just had to act in that frame of reference. And I think to myself, gee, that's really too bad. That's really too bad. Because what they're going to do, they're going to give to people the idea that you have to be sort of holy, holy to be a minister. You have to be something superior to the crowd. You have to be above them. You are now in the brotherhood of the ministers who are preaching and teaching and giving these things. And you're in this brotherhood. You have to be so careful because you're not superior. As we learn in the University of Healing, as we learn in the Church of God Unlimited, everybody is a minister. They merely haven't taken the vow. But they're a minister. Everybody on the face of the earth is a minister, ministering unto themselves and their world. Everybody is sacred. Everybody is glorious. There is not one person superior to another. Not one. There is not one person who's better than another. And what is the vow of ordination in the Church of God Unlimited? It says, be yourself and have fun. This was a teaching of Jesus. He didn't say his yoke was heavy and his burden was heavy. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He said, those who follow me will find peace and heaven within themselves, and they will find joy wherever they go. God is a God of love. God is a God of joy, of peace, of love. This is what he taught, and this is what we live. And if we're going to live that we are sinners and that we are evil and ugly people and that we have to be redeemed from our bad ways, oh my goodness sakes, what a big job we have for ourselves. Because we're not bad people. We're not needing to be redeemed from our evil ways. We are shown how to get more out of life, how to enjoy life more, how to get the highest and the best and the most deepest and the greatest blessings and benefits that life has to give, not to cringe over our past sins, but to live in the now. Jesus told his disciples who were not quite getting the message, even though he taught them for 3 years, he said, you guys aren't listening. You're not listening. I'm going to have to go so the Comforter can come. And that Comforter is the divine within each one of you saying, cool it, boys. Relax. Get out there and tell the world it's a wonderful world. It's a great world. And everybody is beautiful. And everybody thinks beautiful thoughts. And everybody is divine. Tell them that. Tell them that. The Father is within each being. Tell them that. Tell them that. They go to the Father within, to each being. Tell them the world is good, good, good. And this is what I would have every person who receives an ordination from the Church of God Unlimited. The world is good and very good. And we are here to enjoy it thoroughly and teach all the world to sing. Teach all the world to lift up its heart in joy, to look at their neighbor as good and very good, to look at themselves first as good and very good. The vow of ordination is a vow of dedication to the finest, the best, the highest, and the most wonderful within each one of us, because that's what life is all about. Life is not terror, but life is living in the joy of the depth of our divinity within us every moment of our life. You want to take the vow of ordination? Then say, I like me, I'm divine order, I am peace. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. Be yourself and have fun. because yourself is very, very good. And having fun is very, very good. Being yourself is not going against any principles or anything. And having fun is not violating any of the rules of society or any of the rules of anything. It's just living in that presence and that power of the divine within each of us, within you, within me. I live there, and I live there with unconditional love. Oh, unconditional love doesn't let people walk on you, but unconditional love also doesn't put you in a position where anyone could ever walk on you, because you're always living in your beauty, humility, joy, happiness, and peace. Join me in this recognition, this realization, and this excitement, for that's what it's all about. And know that my vow of ordination for you is that I love you, I love you, I love you.